Let's welcome in Kevin Rennie. Of course, writes for the Hartford Current and Daily Ructions, and an important piece of journalism in the state, in my opinion. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm good, thank you.
So I want to first talk about you actually participated in a poll. So you answered your landline at home, and it happened to be a pollster from Quinnipiac? Is that how it happened?
I did. I couldn't. I wasn't even sure my landline would accept calls.
Did you? So you answered everything honestly and straightforwardly?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people.
I mean, you try to ponder. There's not much time. You know, there are no essay questions. So you have a few choices.
Yeah, I'm fascinated with polling. You know, we talked last week. We did a lot of stuff on the TNH, Emerson, the Hill poll, and, you know, there was another survey out of, you know, pollsters are trying to figure out how to change the way they do things. And I just found that in covering the stuff in the New Hampshire primary, people also just, there was a trend where people actually were excited to be asked, and then they just lied. You know, and
well,
that happens all the time.
I think New Hampshire and Iowa are outliers in terms of people who get polls, because in New Hampshire, the presidential primary is kind of a way of life,
right?
That envelops a large part of the voting population. So they're probably not the best sort of raw universe of people to poll.
It's probably true. The piece in the Current. What's the date? Yeah, it was over late last week. Tale of two Connecticut cities, fiscal mismanagement in one, drug scandal in the other. I'll start with West Haven. I don't know Nancy Rossi personally at all, and I have no axe to grind, but I'm sort of stunned at the fact that the state is sort of taking over their finances, but she remains in control of the city.
Well, so she was elected, so they don't. You know, they
can't force her out.
OPM doesn't have the authority to remove her. You know, the governor has not called on her to resign. But there is she was reelected by a handful of votes in November, and there is a case pending challenging that election.
And it's a credible case?
I think so. I mean, I don't think it's obvious which side the judge is going to rule on, but I think that the briefs and the reply briefs, I believe they have been done, they're just waiting for a decision from the judge.
Hmm.
And the decision would be, I believe would be for a new election. I don't believe the judge would declare the losing candidate the winner.
Wow, I didn't know that far away from the election that stuff is still possible. We're talking with Kevin Rennie here on Brian and Company. I mean, how do you view it? I mean, it's kind of strange that a lot of the news had broken before the election, but maybe it didn't get to everybody. I don't know. But
I think that news that a local legislator who worked for city government has been arrested by federal law enforcement authorities. That's the sort of news that will break through even a community that pays no attention to local news. I just think that was big. The voters knew.
Yeah.
I wrote in my column about meeting last winter where they spent a lot of time talking about abuse of a city credit card. And I couldn't believe that after this long with financial controls by the state and state oversight, that they would have that kind of problem still in West Haven. It's as if they just their goal is to evade responsible controls on state spending.
And this predates does the reputation in West Haven predate Rossi's administration?
Yes. Yes, because the state control came just before, I believe, just before she was elected.
Got it.
It was with the previous mayor. What triggered it was the city was borrowing money to pay for ongoing expenses.
Huh.
Hey, in other words, their budget with the tax money they raise, the money they raise through taxes, would not cover the amount they were spending.
Got it. Hey, there's two other issues I want to get to quickly. We always are short on time here with Kevin Rennie, Daily Ructions, and Hartford Current.
You give the others too much time.
I know. I don't know. It's always traffic. It's Mark Christopher. We got to get rid of that guy. Aaron Stewart, I mean, the fire department situation, that the drug story is pretty troubling, and I just wanted your opinion on that dynamic and how she's handled it.
Well, it's really shocking, and it does have the feeling of a story that we're going to learn more about. You saw that you may have read otherwise that the local police felt they didn't have enough evidence to make an arrest in the death of the overdose death of the fireman who died. And I wonder if they might be able to use some help from state authorities. They haven't already gotten it. You know, a fire department, especially in a place like New Britain, a lot of people know what's going on. They live in close quarters. They spend a lot of time together. It's baffling that nothing was known or nothing was done, or no actions were taken before the death of a firefighter. That this is the sort of problem that people had to have been aware of
right
before, because it sounds like it's pretty widespread.
Yeah, I mean, Stewart kind of owned it, though, right? I mean,
she said she was embarrassed and that she had been trying to impose a random drug test, and the reunion had resisted. And I'm not sure what she's going to be able to do about it, but she certainly did not try to run away from it the way that the mayor of New Haven.
Is this a blip in the radar for her? Is this potentially politically a problem for her?
Well, I think it's probably too early to know, but you know, it's certainly for a mayor, there's just no good explanation.
Right.
I mean, she came up with the best that I think anyone could, which was, I'm embarrassed.
I want to ask you about this Senate race on the Republican side. You know, you mentioned in Daily Ructions, you can talk about the fuzzy math with Leora Levy's press release. You also have Peter Lamage in the race, Themis Claridis. I mean, you can talk about the Levy thing, but I also want you to touch on and the question I've been asking as many people as I can is, does having an August primary and three candidates that have money hurt their chances to win the general?
Well, I think an August primary generally hurts. Connecticut sure ought to have its primaries earlier, like so many other states do.
Yeah.
I think that they will be very tempted to unload everything they have on each other.
Yeah, it's definitely. And what's the Levy story that you brought to our attention?
Well, her campaign manager claimed that she was in the margin of error against Richard Blumenthal in that poll you mentioned from last week. And she certainly was not. She was, I think she was 16 points behind.
Right. Yeah, I did the fuzzy math. Like the fuzzy math that I can only do is if she got all the independents for her and then the margin of error, maybe then she's... within it.
Yeah, but that wouldn't apply. The margin of error the margin of error applies to the poll overall. Doesn't apply.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't apply to little bits and pieces of it.
So it's dailyructions.com, and obviously a lot of breaking news there, and you can read
Connecticut's news begins.
And then of course Kevin often appears in the Hartford Current. It's good to talk to you again, Kevin. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin Rennie joining us here on Brian and Company and WTSC News Talk.